You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
It's time for the Week 9 Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me right here on DenverBroncos.com. And let's not waste any time. Let's get started with the first question. It's off Twitter from Matt Heiser, at Matty Hugh. And he wants to know, do you think the rise of Shaq and the pick of Shane make Vaughn disposable in free agency? Well, they're playing well, but I don't think they make Von Miller disposable. Yes, they're effective pass rushers, and we've seen how Barrett has done as an all-round outside linebacker, both against the run and against the pass. He had big plays in both areas in the game that he started against Cleveland when DeMarcus Ware was hurt. But Von Miller, look, he's elite. He does things that only a handful of pass rushers in the last 20 years have been able to do. Plus, he's a very effective run defender on the outside. Watch how often he manages to steer running backs to other defenders. He sets up everyone else on the defense so well to defend the run. You just can't find a guy like Von Miller easily. And when you're making these types of free agent decisions, you're asking yourself, okay, which guy can we replace? And the one that is the most indispensable is the one you find a way to keep. Go back to last year, Demaryius Thomas. His talent was the most indispensable and irreplaceable. That's why the Broncos franchised him, then gave him the big long-term deal, and were willing to let other players go. I think the same situation is going to happen with Von Miller. You just can't find a guy like him anywhere, and certainly the Broncos hope they're not in position to get a guy like Von Miller, number two in the draft in 2011, because they don't want to have a season like that, and certainly you'd think they have too much talent to have seasons like that in the near future. So, yeah, Barrett and Ray, they're doing well, and they're going to be essential to what the Broncos do on defense over the next few years. But Von Miller, you've got to find a way to keep him. And John Elway's made that clear, that one way or another, they're going to bring Von Miller back, that he is a high priority. Our next question is from Alex Chapman, who uses the form at DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. And he asks, when Ty comes back, if he continues to improve and look like the real deal, what becomes of Ryan Clady? Do you move Ty Cimbrello back over to right tackle next year, even if he looks promising as the next Denver blindside protector? That's a good question, and it's probably too early to answer that right now. In fact, I asked Rick Dennison, off the offensive coordinator, on Thursday about that, prefacing it by saying, look, it's probably too early. And Rico agreed with me on that. It is too early to know what's going to happen. Now, what you know is this. Ryan Clady's got a $10.1 million cap figure for next year, but only $1.2 million of dead money if you let him go. So that means only $1.2 million left of guaranteed money on the final 2 years of his deal. That's important because if Clady is restructured, it would be something to give him more guaranteed money, but lower that salary cap figure. That might make it possible to bring him back and work him in at left tackle. But on the other hand, Cimbrello did better each game he was working at left tackle, really came on. You know, the pass protection improved for the entire unit, including Cimbrello, toward that third game in Detroit when the Broncos won 24-12. So they like what they saw in Cimbrello. Clady, he's out here. He's rehabbing every day. I actually saw him rehabbing on one of the practice fields Thursday morning. He's working hard, so too early to tell what's going to happen. Good question, and I think it's going to be one that lingers over the next few months as the Broncos begin planning for the 2016 season. Thanks for those questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I'm there pretty much all the time, at Mace Denver. Use the hashtag AskMace and ask me a question. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.